we've been here since 1989, and World Vision's committed to the people of South Sudan, especially the children. We're, as I mentioned, child-focused, and we're community-based, and our focus is always on the most vulnerable. I would say that a top priority, in addition to the response that's currently ongoing, is focusing on helping the resilience of the people of South Sudan, to help them withstand the shocks that are repeatedly occurring, and help them to build this new nation once the peace movement, the peace agreement stabilizes again.
Right. So currently we are hearing so many reports about people in need of humanitarian assistance. What critical needs is World Vision focusing on besides supporting the people?
Okay, well, as I mentioned, we're in those key sectors of food and food security, health, nutrition, wash, and education and emergency child protection. We're currently focusing increasingly on Juba urban response programming. So, for instance, here in Juba, we have six outpatient therapeutic programs that we're running to help prevent malnutrition in children and to assist mothers, especially pregnant and lactating mothers. We're also continuing with general food distributions in coordination with World Food Programming. And then in terms of child protection, we're running a couple child-friendly spaces in Ridgeoff and Gumbo. I'd also say we're continuing all of our ongoing programming in Greater Upper Nile, Greater Equatoria, and Greater Bahr el Ghazal.
Right. So far, what is your impression about the plight of the women and the children caught up in this current situation in South Sudan?
Well, Sami, as we all know, women and children are always the most affected in any emergency setting, and that's certainly true here in South Sudan. The children in South Sudan, many have lost their homes, they're displaced, they become separated, some of them, from their families. Education has been interrupted now for several years, and we're seeing an alarming increase in malnutrition. So that, as I mentioned earlier, World Vision, as we focus on children, we try to tailor our programs to meet those needs. Turning to women, we've all seen these recent reports about the sexual gender-based violence, quite alarming. World Vision, what we've attempted to do, the reports are telling us that women are assaulted when they're on their way to, say, gather food for their families or to get water for their families. What we've tried to do is focus on making sure that women and families and children can receive food and clean water closer to their home points.
Okay. I understand also some humanitarian agencies are facing it difficult in accessing the needy in the country. Is World Vision exceptional? And if so, how do you overcome these challenges if you are also included?
Well, I think all agencies in one way or another are facing various access and safety issues. One example I could give for World Vision is Greater Upper Nile, and actually Upper Nile. We work in the river valley between Malakal and Rink at multiple sites. The river is closed between Malakal and Rink to traffic of, either commerce or NGOs and UN agencies moving up and down the river by boat. So that's hampered operations a bit. For instance, we have a hub in Malakal, in Kuduk, and in Malut. And it's difficult, and from those hubs we go out to communities nearby, and it's difficult to move between those hubs right now. So that would be one access issue.
Mm.
I would say, just quickly, another challenge facing all of us. World Vision has been here for a long time, and we're here for the long term, but in this rather unstable and fragile context, it's really difficult to plan long-term programming when there's the constant disruption. And then I would say overarching everything for every agency is funding. The humanitarian response plan, we all know, is only around, 40% funded. And that also makes it difficult to do long-term programming if we don't have sustainable, longer-term cash funding that will support programming.
Thank you so much, Perry, for talking to us this morning. We appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it also, Sonny.